started the day off on a really hard hat, not the one that just put it on the last half hour like many of us.
In the cavernous main construction hall of the Ketchikan shipyard, Governor Bill Walker prepares to sign a bill, officially naming the Alaska-class ferry Taslina and its future sister ship, the Hubbard. We're all standing on the Taslina's car deck, local media, politicians, shipyard employees, and members of the State Marine Transportation Advisory Board. They're in town for a special MTAB meeting.
It has a name.
Soon after the signing, Director of Shipyard Development Doug Ward takes a small group into the unfinished ferry for a tour.
See, the last time I took anybody on a tour, I got lost, so let's see how I do today. I'm lost.
We soon get back on track as we duck through plastic sheeting, skirt around equipment, and peer into not quite finished rooms. If the smell of fresh paint is any indication, the ferry is getting to the final stages. Vigor's Ketchikan Shipyard received the $100 million state contract to build two Alaska-class ferries in fall of 2014. Both are due for delivery in fall of 2018. Ferry officials have said the Hubbard won't take as long to construct because all the designs, templates, and kinks in the plans were worked out with the Taslina. MTAB member Greg Wakefield asked Ward what makes the Ketchikan Shipyard competitive with those in the lower 48.
Yeah, John, that's a great question, and we got a great answer for that.
All right.
And
that's why I asked it.
Yeah. And
Ward says the state-owned facilities' amenities are a huge asset, but he credits the people, the employees, who he says are empowered to innovate. Ward says they have a young workforce with some seasoned professionals to mentor them and an apprenticeship program to continue building skills.
We think that we're already competitive with certainly other shipyards in the Pacific Northwest. And when I say competitive, that means not only just for price and schedule, but for quality as well. We're already there. We can compete regionally. Our next hat trick is to continue developing the skills and abilities in that workforce to get globally competitive so that we can win those contracts that we want that fit our capabilities.
Ward says Vigor intends to prove itself to the state with the Taslina and the Hubbard and win more ferry construction contracts. Wakefield said he hopes that will be the case. And during the signing ceremony earlier, State Senator Burt Stedman echoed that hope.
I've really got to take my hat off for the quality that the Vigor shipyard crew has put into these new ships. And this is just the beginning. This isn't the beginning of the end. This is just the beginning of the whole project of several new ships over the next couple of decades that we need to build. And I'd like to see them all built right here in this yard.
The Alaska Marine Highway System's fleet is aging with many ships due or overdue for replacement. First things first, though, and the Taslina is first. Yul Howe is the general manager of the Ketchikan Shipyard, and he was leading a separate tour of the ferry. We combined forces briefly while Howe talked about finishing out different spaces on the ship. He says that's the most exciting and satisfying part of the process.
So our closeouts go in order of which spaces we're going to outfit first with joinery. And we're starting right below this deck in the quiet room and the library, also the children's play area. We'll get those joinered, and then we'll come up to the observation lounge, close that out, and we'll just keep following the outfitting as it goes through. The paint is probably the prettiest part, so we're putting a big emphasis on paint this week and next.
Closing out each section as they finish is one of those innovations Ward mentioned. Otherwise, he says they might paint a section, then come through to work on something else, mess up the paint, and have to do it again.
It's a whole collection of little innovations or little improvements like that in your shipbuilding process that put all together is going to give you that competitive advantage.
An advantage that could lead to more jobs in the future. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.